A quick reality check. The request came through with the topic, skill level, and category undefined. To keep this useful and still respect the topic lock rules, this lesson stays tightly focused on one specific, high-value drum and bass production skill inside Ableton Live, creating a DNB riser and downlifter transition FX system using Ableton stock tools. This is an FX category lesson, not a bass, drums, or general mix lesson. Everything here is about building transition energy, risers, tension sweeps, impact tails, and downlifters that help your sections connect and your drops feel intentional. In drum and bass, effects are not decoration. They are timing devices. They tell the listener when a new 8-bar phrase is arriving, when a breakdown is about to lift, and when a drop is about to hit with purpose. In club-focused DNB, especially dancefloor, neuro-adjacent rollers, and modern cinematic styles, strong transitions make the arrangement feel expensive and DJ-ready. By the end of this lesson, you should be able to build a clean, controllable effect stack that rises into a drop without sounding random, creates tension over 4 or 8 bars, resolves with a downlifter or impact tail, sits around your drums and bass instead of fighting them, and feels like part of the track, not pasted on top. A successful result should sound like this. The listener feels the section change coming before it arrives, the energy lifts naturally, and the drop lands harder because the transition prepared it. You will build a two-part DNB transition FX system, a main riser that grows over 4 or 8 bars using filtered noise, pitch movement and widening, and a downlifter or impact tail that releases the tension right after the transition point. The finished result should have a bright, airy, controlled sonic character, a steady sense of lift rather than chaotic movement, enough stereo width to feel large, but enough mono discipline to survive club playback, and clear phrasing so it supports an intro, breakdown lift, pre-drop build, or second drop transition. Rhythmically, this is less about groove and more about phrase energy. The effects should reinforce bar count logic, 4 bars, 8 bars, or the last 2 bars before a drop. Its role is transitional, not melodic and not percussive. By the end, it should be polished enough to sit in a real arrangement with only minor level balancing left. Success means the FX helps your track move forward, adds tension without masking the snare and vocal, and feels believable in a modern DNB production. First, set the transition target before you design anything. In Ableton Arrangement View, pick a clear destination point, bar 33 for a first drop, bar 49 for a post-drop switch, bar 65 for a second drop lift, or the final 4 bars of a breakdown. Now decide the build length, 4 bars for tighter, more aggressive dancefloor transitions, 8 bars for cinematic or vocal-led builds, or 2 bars only if the track is already busy and you just need punctuation. Why this matters in DNB, transitions in 174 BPM music pass quickly. If your FX shape is not tied to exact phrasing, it will feel late, early, or unfocused. DNB rewards clean bar count decisions. A useful workflow tip is to create locators in arrangement view like riser start, pre-drop 2 bars, drop, and release tail end. That instantly keeps your FX design tied to arrangement, not guesswork. Next, build the core riser source from noise, not from a random sample. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Set it up as a noise-based source. Choose the noise waveform for oscillator A, turn off unused oscillators if needed, and keep the amplitude envelope simple. Fast attack, full sustain, and medium release. This gives you a neutral broadband source you can shape into a professional riser. Add the stock chain after operator, auto filter, then utility, then reverb. Suggested starting settings are an auto filter high pass frequency around 200 Hz, auto filter resonance around 0.25 to 0.40, utility width at about 110 to 130%, reverb decay time around 2.5 to 5 seconds, and reverb dry wet around 12 to 22%. Why this works? Noise-based risers are flexible, key-agnostic, and easy to fit around DNB drums and bass. You are creating energy mostly in the upper mids and highs, where transitional excitement reads clearly without wrecking low-end headroom. What to listen for is a sound that already feels like air moving upward, not like a static hiss. Now automate the filter so the riser actually rises. Draw an 8-bar or 4-bar MIDI note to trigger operator continuously. Then automate the auto-filter frequency upward across the phrase. A useful range is starting around 300 to 800 Hz and ending around 8 kHz to 14 kHz. The exact range depends on how bright your track already is. If your hats and vocals are dense, end lower. If the arrangement is sparse, let it open more. Add a slight resonance rise toward the end. Start around 0.25 and end around 0.45 to 0.60. The reason is that the frequency automation creates the obvious lift, while a little resonance adds urgency in the final bars. There is an A versus B decision point here. A smoother curve gives you a modern, polished, cinematic lift. A steeper last bar ramp gives you a more aggressive, dance-a-floor, brace-for-impact feel. If you want subtlety, use a long gentle curve. If you want a harder pre-drop moment, keep the first six bars calmer and push most of the opening in the final two bars. Next, add pitch motion for a stronger sense of upward tension. Noise alone gives texture, but pitch movement makes the brain register climbing. Duplicate the riser track or create a second MIDI track. This time use wave-eatable or operator with a simple tone source. A sign, triangle, or soft saw works. Keep it quiet and layered under the noise. If you use operator, choose a sign or triangle type waveform, play a sustained note, and add frequency shifter or automate the oscillator pitch upward very slightly. Try this processing chain: operator, then saturator, then auto filter, then utility. Suggested settings are a pitch rise of 5 to 12 semitones across 4 or 8 bars, saturator drive at 2 to 5 dB, auto filter high pass around 1.5 kHz to 4 kHz by the end, and utility gain pull down 3 to 6 dB if needed. Keep this tonal riser quieter than the noise layer. It should be felt as tension, not heard as a lead synth line. What to listen for is that in the final two bars, the riser should feel like it is pulling upward. If you clearly hear a melody, it is too exposed for most DNB transition work. Now shape the last one bar so the riser points into the drop, not across it. This is where many risers fail. They build energy but do not hand off cleanly. In the final one bar before the drop, automate utility width slightly wider, for example from 120% to 145%. Automate reverb dry wet up slightly, for example from 15% to 25%. Automate a tiny gain increase, around plus 1 to plus 2 dB max. Then cut the riser sharply right before the drop, often an eighth note to a quarter note early. That little pre-drop mute creates suction. The silence before impact makes the drop hit harder than a riser that simply continues through the transition. Why this works in DNB? At 174 BPM, impact is heavily about contrast. A brief vacuum before the downbeat gives the kick, snare, and bass entrance more authority. Stop here if the riser already supports the arrangement. You do not need more layers just because more is possible. Now create the release, a proper downlifter or impact tail. Build the opposite movement. Create a new audio or MIDI track for the downlifter. A simple way with stock tools is to use another noise source, but reverse the motion. Filtered noise, heavier reverb, volume fading downward, and filter closing instead of opening. Try this chain: operator with noise, then auto filter, then hybrid reverb or reverb, then utility. Suggested settings are starting filter around 10 kHz to 14 kHz, automated down to around 1.5 kHz to 4 kHz, reverb decay at 4 to 8 seconds, dry wet at 20 to 35%, and fading the clip or track volume down over 1 to 2 bars. Place the downlifter right on the drop point or just after it, depending on style. For huge intra-to-drop moment, start it exactly on the drop. For cleaner drop punch, delay it by an eighth note so the snare and kick speak first. This release tells the ear the tension has resolved. Without it, even a good riser can feel unfinished. Add one impact layer, but keep it controlled. A live DNB transitions need one short impact to mark the section change. This can be synthesized or sampled, but the focus stays on FX function. Use a short noise burst or resampled transient. If you are synthesizing, use operator noise, a short amp envelope, saturator for density, reverb for a tail, and high pass it so it does not collide with the kick. A quick chain is operator with noise, then saturator, then EQ8, then reverb. Suggested settings are amp decay around 100 to 300 milliseconds, saturator drive at 3 to 6 dB, EQ8 high pass around 150 to 250 Hz, reverb decay around 1.5 to 3 seconds, and reverb dry wet around 10 to 20%. This gives you a transition stamp without creating a fake cinematic boom that eats the low end. Check it against the rest of the track. Soloing FX is useful for shaping, but always return to full playback with drums and bass. If the impact obscures the first snare of the drop, it is not helping. If your riser tail or downlifter overlaps the drop, sidechain the FX lightly around the drums to make room for the groove. Use compressor on the FX bus or on an individual FX track, with sidechain from the drum group or just the snare or kick channeled if that routing already exists in your session. Try a ratio of 2 to 1 to 4 to 1, attack from 1 to 10 milliseconds, release from 60 to 150 milliseconds, and aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not for pumping as an effect. It is simply to stop your transition wash from stepping on the first hits of the groove. If you do not want sidechain routing, do it manually. Automate track gain down on key kick and snare hits, or shorten the FX tail. Commit this to audio if you are stacking several FX layers and the session starts getting visually messy. One consolidated audio print is easier to arrange and edit. Use arrangement phrasing deliberately. 8 bars, then 4 bars, then a final 1-bar accent. A professional DNB transition often works as a hierarchy. Subtle movement over 8 bars, clearer lift in the last 4, and obvious tension in the final 1 bar. You do not need 3 separate dramatic sounds. You can automate one riser in stages.